This week, I received a mystery package. It was sent to me here at the church. It was postmarked from Texas. It was quite large, and I wondered, what did I order now? Well, I opened it, and inside, I found this small quilted tapestry with the name of my daughter on it, Marigold Ray Hunter, and under it, it said, Child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And the note accompanying it surprised me. It was from a woman on my internship congregation that I served 8 years ago in Fort Worth, Texas. We haven't really been in touch since then, but she said that she had been following my ministry and she wanted to celebrate my daughter's baptism with us. I was really touched by this. Sometimes the love of a Christian community really surprises me. It was so thoughtful, and it got me thinking about all the different Christian communities that I've been a part of, that Marigold will be a part of, and the way that our baptisms really bind us all together in this powerful way. It was definitely one of my highs in a week of worldly lows. You don't need me, of course, to reiterate the news. I know you all know what's going on. You know it's a dark time in the world. People, to put it lightly, aren't loving their neighbors as they ought to. We aren't caring for the proverbial widow and orphan, the immigrant or the stranger. You don't need me to tell you that the world's a tough place right now, that things feel precarious, that the barometer of people who are living out their baptismal vows is low. But that is also exactly why it's essential for us as Christian people to remember our own baptismal vows, to be people out in the world who are practicing that, who are living as baptized people. So just to see if you remember your own baptismal vows that maybe you took when you were an infant, I've prepared a quiz for you all. You're excited, I can tell. Don't worry, you just holler out the answers if you hear them, even if you're way in the back, like the McIver Andersons way back there. I expect to hear you all. All right, so we're going to start off easy, okay? You get baptized in the name of... Good job. Good job. Somebody hollered out Jesus at the last service, and I was like, kind of right, but you guys did better. All right. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descends on him like a... Good. Everyone was listening to the gospel. Great. Okay. More challenging. Lutherans, that's us, have two sacraments. One is baptism. The other is... They say not very confidently. Yes, communion. Yep, very good. All right, a sacrament, right, is a sign of God's grace. So a sacrament needs two things to make it a sacrament. The first is the word of God, and the second is... Don't cry, Nancy, it's okay. What else do we need to have a sacrament? It's a physical element. Water, right? Yes. Okay, great. I always run through this line, a gift of God's grace commanded by Christ. That's the word part attached to an earthly element, right? So in baptism, we have Jesus who sends out his disciples, right? He says, go baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the word part of it. God says, I'll be with you. And he's going to baptize them with water. Communion, Jesus says, this is my body and blood given for you. And we've got bread and wine. Great. Now, if anyone quizzes you on a sacrament in the future, you'll know, right? All right. Up next, now we're moving on to the baptism part. Ready? Okay. When we baptize people of any age, who makes promises to them? All of us. Good. The congregation, the parents, the sponsors. Great. The congregation was the part I didn't know if you were going to get. So you guys. So every time there's a little one up here getting baptized, you guys promise to be there for them and to help them through their faith. That's a big deal. And last but not least, here is some of the baptismal vows, and I want you to fill in the very last one. So we say when someone's getting baptized, to the parents we say, do you promise to live with her among God's faithful people, bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. You don't have to whisper it. Peace, justice and peace. And that last question reminds me that baptism is a pretty heavy thing that we're taking on. A lot gets asked of us. Just as Jesus, when he gets baptized, he goes out into the world to heal, to care for people, to feed people, to proclaim the good news. It's a big responsibility for us to proclaim that we are baptized people who follow in Jesus' footsteps. And it's also a reminder that it's even a big responsibility to be the congregation promising those things to a child. But I think that sometimes having a lot asked of you can be a good thing. It can set high standards, but standards that can help us know how to be God's loving children, that help us care for the world that God created in the way that God intended. Knowing that you are being baptized into something that matters, that carries weight. And I think it's important for us to know that baptism isn't just a fun ritual where we get to see a cute little baby, but it's the center point of where our faith begins. And if you're out there worried that we're putting a lot on a baby, here's just a little peep behind the curtain of why we do baptize babies in the Lutheran ethic. Well, first, it stems from a few things. As the early church, they baptized everybody in the household, from the very young to the very old. And Jesus doesn't put any parameters around age or race or gender or ability. He just tells the disciples, go out and baptize. Let everyone receive God's grace. And second, we baptize infants because we as Lutherans, we remember that God's grace does not depend upon us. We bring the water, but God makes that water into the gift of grace that gets poured upon us. Baptism is a place where we trust that God is totally present because Jesus promises that God will be there. And it's definitely not the only place God is, but it's a place where we trust that God is. We definitely need God working through parents, sponsors, and community to help us all fulfill those promises. We can't do it on our own. And so being a baby just reminds us that we don't do anything on our own. God helps us, and a whole community of people help us, and that is what sets us up to be God's people. And that's why, I'm sorry if you feel like you're in confirmation today, getting a sermon about Lutheran theology, but I want you to hear this. If we're a Lutheran people who believe in God's grace, then that also means that we don't have to worry about some of the fear stuff that comes along with baptism. And I mean that worry that if you aren't baptized, you're going to hell, or if you have to be good enough to be baptized or believe enough. Frankly, if we had to wait for the perfect time to be baptized, I haven't reached that point, and I don't think I'm ever going to. It's not dependent upon us. It's about God's promises. And it's a reminder, too, that baptism is for the living, not the dead. It sets us up for a life in Christ. Baptism's not the ending point of our faith, it's the beginning point. And for that life, it is a rite that brings us into this church, into the community. It means that a woman I knew briefly 8 years ago will care about a baby I had 6 months ago. And then it also washes away our sin. And I don't mean that you're dirty and you're covered in everything you've ever done wrong. When I say sin, I mean anything that separates you from God. Baptism washes away that separation between us and God. It means that we get claimed like Jesus was as he came out of the water and God said, "That's my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." It's the same for us. And you don't get to stop being God's child. Even if you wander, even if you spend time away from church or struggle or doubt, God's annoyingly persistent. And God doesn't go back on God's promises. Once you are a child of God, you're always a child of God. But this also means that baptism isn't just a simple, "I believe in Jesus, sprinkle the water, we're good to go." It's about how that moment impacts the rest of our lives, how we believe in Jesus. It means that we're called to be a part of community, that we are called to renounce evil, that we are instilled with this responsibility to work for justice and peace like Jesus did. When we get baptized, a lot is asked of us. So I ask the question, are we going to show up in the world as God's baptized children? Are we going to remember who we are when we hear really awful things on the news? Are we proud to be a part of this faith and this community? When we are in doubt, whether our faith matters, whether our baptism matters, we're called to remember what I was reminded of by Elaine Welty from Texas's Tapestry that traveled all the way to the UP. Child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Forever has no end, just as God's claiming of us has no end. So remember that cross, the cross that signifies God's life, God's death, God's power over everything, God's justice over evil. That cross has been marked upon you. But remember, too, that you're not alone in it. We do it as a community because those who have sealed you with that cross, the community that promised to be there, and God's grace are all beautifully wound up into one. We need them all. So, child of God, today remember that you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.